Yo Gen Z, Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru and dispenser of all things brutally honest. Let's face it, life right now feels like that one level in a video game where you're running on empty health bars, dodging spam notifications, and hoping the Wi-Fi doesn't crash before you can finally conquer the boss. We're all juggling exams, side hustles, social media pressure, and trying to figure out what avocado toast is even supposed to be. It's a lot, okay? But here's the thing. Your emotional well-being shouldn't be left on autopilot, constantly crashing and burning like your phone battery after a marathon TikTok session. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional rollercoaster that's been fueled by lukewarm coffee and existential dread? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and your inner voice is basically screaming help? Well, guess what? There's a way to actually manage those feelings, build some resilience, and maybe even enjoy the ride. It's all about self-care, but not the cliche bubble bath and face mask kind of stuff, although, don't get me wrong, those are great sometimes. We're talking about real life hacks that actually work, rituals you can weave into your daily grind to keep your emotional compass pointed in the right direction. First up, listen to your body. It's literally screaming at you with hunger pangs, fatigue, or even just a weird urge to hide under your blankets and binge watch reality TV guilty it's charged. Those are your body's way of saying, yo Riley, I need some love. So fuel that bad boy with nutritious food, get those steps in, and prioritize sleep. It sounds basic, but trust me, a well-rested mind is a powerhouse ready to conquer the world or at least ace that upcoming quiz. Next, ditch the comparison game. Scrolling through perfectly curated feeds can feel like staring into the abyss of unrealistic expectations. Remember, everyone's journey is different, and those filtered photos are often just staged versions of reality. Focus on your own progress, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. They're both delicious in their own way. Thirdly, embrace the power of mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, be present, and observe your thoughts without judgment. It could be during your morning commute, while waiting for that TikTok to load, or even just staring out the window. Think of it as hitting the pause button on life's crazy fast-forward button. Just being aware of the moment can help you manage stress, increase focus, and cultivate a sense of calm in the midst of chaos. It's like meditation, but for people who have zero patience for sitting still, we get it. Fourth, build a support system that actually lifts you up. Surround yourself with people who are genuine, supportive, and bring out the best in you. Remember, true friends don't just exist to make your Instagram feed look good, they're there for you during the highs and lows, offering a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or maybe just a funny meme when things get tough. And finally, never underestimate the power of saying no. You are not obligated to say yes to every invitation, every request, or every opportunity that comes your way. Learn to set boundaries, prioritize your own well-being, and remember that it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite soda without asking, right? Apply that same logic to your time, energy, and emotional capacity. Okay, so picture this. You're about to walk into a major presentation, feeling all the stress and pressure, butterflies, sweaty palms, the works. You know, the classic Gen Z anxiety we've all experienced at some point. But instead of letting those feelings take over, you remember what we just talked about. You take a few deep breaths, visualize success, remind yourself why this presentation matters to you, and focus on delivering your message with confidence. Then, you crush it because you managed your emotions instead of letting them manage you. That's the power we're talking about here. Remember those key takeaways. Listen to your body, ditch the comparison game, embrace mindfulness, build a supportive tribe, and don't be afraid to say no. Now go out there and own your emotional well-being, Gen Z, you got this. Hit me up in the DMs if you have any questions or want to share your self-care wins, humble brag optional. Tag this episode on your TikTok, stitch it with your thoughts, or just leave a review, let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and follow for more daily doses of truth bombs and life hacks delivered straight to your ears. You know the drill, Gen Z. Keep it real, keep it positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.